For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Now, if you are a common visitor of Facebook Marketplace, then I would love to get some insight on this because I've been essentially representing the family for the last week or so because I don't ever use my account for Marketplace. My wife is a huge fan of the wheeling and the dealing.
Yeah, great.
And we've all gone through phases where like you've moved somewhere and you just need to get rid of stuff or you need to get a few little things to pad out your place, whatever. There's some nice little gems on there.
Can I just say though, the fact that you don't have to do that admin in the background, because sometimes that's the hardest part about Facebook Marketplace. It's the back and forth you have with these people. Is it still available? Yes. 5 minutes later, is it still available? Yeah, it is.
Still is.
Well, how much do you want for it? What I said on the ad.
This is, it's been really weird. And because it's my wife had put up all these things to sell and she was interstate last week. So I'm getting message relayed from her like, hey, on this day at this time, this person's going to come and see this and mm-hmm. this person's going to come and see that. But then she's also busy doing work. So she's not necessarily like just sitting by her phone waiting to tell me, by the way, mm-hmm. this person's coming today. Just had some weird interactions. And I want you to confirm that these are weird.
Yeah, okay? Sure. First, it's my specialty.
First one, we have this giant planter box that is just huge and we are trying to get rid of it for pretty much $0 at this point because it's extremely inconvenient. It doesn't fit in any of our cars anymore since I've sold my ute. So it's like, someone please take this. Yes, it's really large. One of those ones where it's like, cannot, it's pickup only. Mm-hmm. Like you have to come and pick it up. Someone messaged and was like, hey, really interested. We think it might just fit in the car. And again, I don't want to do that thing where you go out and you say, oh, we'll try and if it fits in your car and you go, oh, it doesn't fit. Then you got to take it back out, put it in the house. This lady was like, can I bring my chainsaw and cut it in half on your front lawn?
Mm.
And I said no.
You said no?
I didn't want that.
Why?
Because I live in suburban area and I didn't think a chainsaw.
You'd be embarrassed.
No, I just didn't think it was necessary to have wood chippings flying everywhere and a chainsaw cutting through this giant planter
soft.
Box, right? Okay, well.
Sorry.
Call me soft. call me soft. So that was the one that I was caught off guard as well because someone else came to pick up some other stuff. So I'm like, yep, dealt with that. Knock on the door. I'm on the toilet. What do you mean? What's going on? So I put on the first t-shirt I had. See.
Yeah, what was it?
It was a giant Spider-Man t-shirt I bought because my son loves Spider-Man. So I'm like, hi. They pick up whatever they go to pick up. It's the third one. And this has all happened in the space of an hour on Friday morning before work, mind you. So I'm like I'm reaching out to my wife. She's like busy doing real work. So she can't answer my calls. And I'm like, who's coming to pick up this? Who's coming to pick up that? My wife's selling her office chair that she uses in her office at home.
Mm-hmm.
And someone really wants it. And they have driven an hour and 20 minutes from the other side of Melbourne.
Yeah, okay. So they're really keen.
To test it out.
Oh. That's a real try before you buy it.
Real. And like, not selling this thing for a heap of money.
No.
Like, hey, if you need an office chair, here it is for you. This person's clearly got their radius set to infinity.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'm hot. And she knocked on the door and I'm like, hey. She's like, I'm here to try out the chair. Like, and immediately, I'm here to try out the chair.
Okay, so what did she need to do? Sit, spin, move it around, like do the whole thing?
I'm so glad you asked because she did all of those things. So I've pulled it out to the hallway at our front door.
Yeah.
She's sitting at it, like moving the arms mm-hmm. back and forward, up, down, two spins around,
mm-hmm.
lean back,
mm-hmm.
lean forward.
Yep, great.
You know how there's the ones that can tilt?
Yes.
So the actual seat tilts?
Yep.
She's tilting.
She's doing that?
Yep.
Nice chair.
And then she says to me, can you clean the arms? And I go, yep, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then she goes, do I want it?
You'd think so after an hour and a half drive.
Yeah, I was like, I almost said take it. Like, you've driven, like you.
The amount of money she would have spent on petrol as well. I mean, it's a cozy live crisis.
At this time. And I didn't realize like the testing, especially when you live that far away, the testing it out. And then she was like, yeah, all right. You know what? I think I will take it.
And thank goodness for that.
Because I can't have
See, it's the dilly-dally with Marketplace that is just so not it.
I'm glad that I can trust my gut that was weird.
No, it was weird.
Okay, thank you very much.
Tim and Davo.
We've been doing really important work this afternoon, and we'll continue to do it tomorrow as well, Davo.
Yeah, of course. It is Tim and Davo's census, yes. Unofficial census.
It seems pretty official to me.
Okay, sorry.
Like, we're a registered corporation here, mm-hmm. you know, so we're not sending out letters and asking, you know, where was your dad born and where did you live 5 years ago? You know, what do you do for work? Blah, blah, blah.
We don't care about that. We want the real questions. Like earlier when we were asking Palmy or Palmer.
Yes.
Or, you know, what's your shoe size? Or, you
women's
know.
Women's 11 for you.
Which I wouldn't have brought up again. I was trying to help Abby out earlier.
Why are you ashamed of your women's
11? No, I'm not. But I just don't think it needs to be brought up. Would you describe yourself as Bert or Ernie? Obviously, you're Bert.
I'm sorry. I'm a women's 11 as well. So
no, you are. I know you are. Because you got little feet. Sorry.
My men's 10 and a half, I'll have you know.
No, you're not.
Come and measure
them. You're
men's
9. Yes. I've seen it.
You're ugly. Every time I say something about myself, you minimize it. And I hate that I react.
These are the fun, exciting yes. conversations you get to have when we find out the real census.
Yeah, so we've got all these questions that we've organised, and you're not going to have any of these on the Australian census that you've either already done or you're doing tomorrow night for census night. 52232955. Give us a call. We will ask you probably 5 questions, and we are going to take that information. We will collate it. We don't want anything about your privacy. We're not going to ask anything that you're ashamed of unless it's your foot size by the sound of it.
And yours by the sound of it.
I'd rather you ask for my bank balance than the size of my feet.
Look, we're having a bit of fun in here. And
they're
if you
both
want
to, huge.
If you want to join in.
We measured our feet in that, just like that song there. And Dave, I showed you the tongue of my shoe.
Converses?
Men's 10.
Yeah, men's 10, but your toes were really far back. So I don't think that they were quite, they're a bit too big for you, mate, because you know you're a men's 9 shoe. Because you've been... Because I've
it's
seen
it's a tight
them.
10. You've seen, and my
tight
feet.
Tight 10.
It's probably
you've
could
got work little
at 10
hands
and
a little
half.
Feet, and you know it, and
you,
it's okay.
I've got tall feet. That's my problem. Yeah. It's tight at the top. A bit of space at the toes section.
That's all right, mate.
All right. Well, we have got Nikki in Heighton. Sorry about that, Nikki. I'm just getting a few things squared up before we ask you a couple of questions about yourself, okay? All right. Nikki, how many cups of coffee do you drink a day?
Oh, 3. At least.
Oh, nice.
Is that heaps?
3's not bad.
Okay.
So, give it a nudge. Nikki, which Spice Girl was your favourite?
Oh, Baby. Always Baby.
Baby
Spice,
right.
Yeah. Great choice.
But Mel C is the most talented. Sorry.
And it's no, and that's important to add in there. I'm going to write that down as well.
Thank you. Nikki, how many alarms do you set in the morning?
Well, technically it's 1 alarm, but I snooze it a lot.
How many times? So we'll put this down. So 1 alarm, but how many snoozes?
I'll say 2 conscious snoozes, probably 3 unconscious snoozes.
Okay, all right.
Would you consider yourself more of a Shrek or donkey type character?
Oh, Shrek. Donkey.
Whoa. Donkey. And donkey and why?
Enthusiasm.
All right, yeah.
Okay, I like it. And I can tell that from yourself, Nikki.
All right, last question for you, Nikki. Do you sleep with a fan on?
Yes, all year round.
All year round. So same. Even like in the cold, cold nights, you're sleeping with a fan on?
Yes. Love the sound, love the vibe.
100%.
Okay, I'm getting a look from Davo, like that I'm the strange one for not sleeping with the fan on. Well, Nikki, we've got heaps of great information out of you for Tim and Davo's unofficial census, so I think that'll be all. Do you consent to giving us your data?
Absolutely.
All right, great.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you
Nikki.
Much. All right, well, this is great. I think we're really shaping not just Geelong, but we're shaping the rest of Australia right now.
The important questions.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
One of the unofficial reoccurring segments we do on this show is talking about targeted adverts.
Yeah, well, if it became regular, it would be almost hurtful.
Well,
so
it is hurtful.
It catches you when you least expect it, these weird targeted ads. And you, before we get into, I assume there's another one now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we have a walk down memory lane of some ones that have hurt you in the past?
Yeah, definitely. Because the reason is that we talk about this is because, of course, your phones know you better than anyone in the world. That you're putting so much information into that. It's literally getting to know every deepest, darkest thought you've got.
Very dark.
Yeah. So when they do target these ads at you, you go, oh, well, that's showing me a mirror to myself that I didn't realize was there.
Yeah, they're very clever as well. Like sometimes I'll get one and it's mostly about like exercise and weight loss. And the voiceover will be like, today is Monday, 10th of August. If you started today by September 20, you could have lost X amount of, and you go, man, they are working hard on this stuff.
They certainly are. And as you said, there were some weird ones I've had in the past. Like there was that koala teddy bear that I could buy that breathed. So it felt like you weren't alone. It was like, it's a real animal or something with you. So that one was...
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that one wasn't great.
It's meant to replicate like you being like with another living creature and like feeling that breath.
Yeah,
I reckon that one might have been... I don't know if I've heard that one before. I reckon you might have... That must have hit your shame level.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's certainly a lot of things about like mental health, but it will be like... it'll be like, you're a bit anxious today, babe. Like, you know, like... There's those songs that it writes for you. You know, there's a whole bunch of different ones. Lots of dating ones. I get a lot of AI boyfriends as well that pop up.
Can you again explain? So what is it trying to... It's like you don't need a man. You don't need anybody because I can be your boyfriend and you just talk to me.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, you can't seem to get a man, so here's one that will help you. Yeah, like I said, these targeted ads, they're mean. Yeah, they're brutal.
And
they're
if you
hideous.
Pair it with the koala that breathes, man... Do you need another human being ever again?
Well, this is what the phone is telling me. And this advert's not too much different because what happened is I was scrolling through. I was having a bit of a movie day on the couch yesterday and it basically popped up. Now, it's called Sunset Movie Buddies.
Right.
And it's because turns out movies are better when you're not alone.
Okay.
And it says it's a voice that watches the movie with you, roasts the plot, and calls the twists way too early. So it's kind of like this app that you say, hey, I'm watching Clueless right now. Can you watch this along with me and comment on the movie as you're watching it?
So you like put the phone next to you on your couch or whatever and it like looks at it? That's crazy.
Look, I haven't downloaded it, I will say, yet. But this is the sort of vibe it would be.
I actually have a way normal life for a teenage girl.
Really, dude?
I mean, I get up. I brush my teeth, and I pick out my school clothes.
I'm obsessed. I need this rack. Perfect.
Pardon?
Like a rack of clothes.
Oh my God.
It's a scene of from Clueless. So it was, basically you just get this voice chiming over you so you feel like you're not watching the movie alone.
Bit nasty. Like it's not like oh wow. Like it's not positive. It's like, wow, really?
Yeah.
Like it's very catty. Very, but then again, I guess that's what we all kind of do when we're watching some shows. You know, you go, oh my God, that guy's the worst.
Well, that's what it's sort of saying. It's like usually if you're watching it with your mates, you'll probably say, oh, like this chicky babe or this or that.
She's the worst, yeah.
And then if you're watching it by yourself, you're not doing that with someone. So this is an app, an AI app that's meant to be a bit of company for you while you're watching the movies.
Can I ask a question? This is unrelated to everything we've just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Everything all right?
I don't know.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So I had a busy weekend. On Saturday, went to the footy at GMHBA Stadium and then decided that, you know, I could go home and cool it a night or I could hit Little Mallop at the R&B clubs.
I mean, and in particular, you know, when you're hearing Batman Scoop, I haven't been to an R&B room in a minute. Would you be shocked that when I first started going out, I would always hit the R&B room?
It doesn't shock me at all because you're an R&B boy. You're more of an R&B boy than I'm an R&B girl, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Your hips don't lie. Mine...
are starting to.
Yeah. They're telling fibs.
If you did what Shakira can do, it would sound like someone's... cracking every bone they've ever had in their body.
But yeah, you do love a bit of a body roll on the dance floor. So I can only imagine that the R&B club is exactly where you belong, Tim. Yeah. It's not really where I belong, but I was there having a good time. Now, I was at the footy prior to that. So of course, and I was at one of the like sort of corporate rooms. I was lucky enough to go to them.
Well, once a year, because we work obviously at the radio station, once a year, our general manager, Rach, she's a weapon. She invites, everyone gets essentially to go once a year, which is really, really cool.
So, yeah, so lucky.
Yeah.
So I was obviously dressed for like a corporate event. So I had a blazer on. Look, I still had like, I was a bit of fun. I had a skirt and little cowboy boots on as well, but like a nice blazer.
Cowboy boots in the R&B room. Ready to just never know when a line dance might pop on in the R&B room.
Well, I can say that I don't think that the cowboy boots were the issue in this situation. But I will say wearing blazers at the club is not the vibe check.
No.
Now, it's okay if you're a single person, like just one person wearing a blazer, but I was there with a friend who was also wearing a blazer. Oh. So we were business casual at the club.
You just never know when you can strike a deal.
Yeah.
You know, networking is key. You never know who you could find someone to link in with.
Yeah, well, this is it. It looked like we was out on a business opportunity. But also what was a real shame is that, you know, me and this person both single and both looking elsewhere for for options. But unfortunately, because we were both dressed in blazers, it looked like he was a dentist and I was his dentist's assistant or wife.
Do you reckon you look like undercover cops?
Yeah, I mean, that could be part of it. No one's...
I'm not going over to speak to them.
Oh, my God, because we are a little older as well. We weren't fitting in with that demographic. So there was a lot of things working against us. It was like an age situation. Yeah. It was the blazers in the club and it was two older people just hanging out at the club. It was not...
Not older. You're not out of place.
No. Well, a young girl did approach me in the toilets and said, you've got such beautiful young features.
Like,
for an 85-year-old.
I'm not speaking to you, you narc. I know you're a cop. Yeah. I'm not incriminating myself. You think you can come in here and trick me? I'm smarter than you. Mm. Okay, so passing on business blazers, we're thinking it's a no for the R&B room.
Yeah, I mean, well, in 2011, we loved business casual at the club. In 2026, we got to rein it in.
All right, we're evolving.
It's Tim and Davo.
Davo, first dates, they are... They can be really good, they can be really bad, but I would think you would probably associate first dates with more like a nervy, like, oh, like the first date's always the toughest one.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. The first dates are so nerve-wracking. I mean, we had to go through a bunch of questions and talk topics that I could have on a first date recently on this show, remember?
And how did you go?
It wasn't great. No, it's all wrapped up pretty quickly after that.
There's this study done, or like a survey done, on the worst places for a first date according to women. Now, you are one of the best women I know.
Wow.
So I wanted to... Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
I don't have... pretty close circle. Nah, we love you, mate.
Thank you.
And I want to run through the top 10 of this survey and see if you think that these are good places for a date. Now, I will tell you, we're going to start at the best and move up towards the worst.
Okay.
Okay. The movies.
Oh, yeah, I think that's all right.
See, I remember taking this girl, Lana, on a date to the movies, and we'd known each other a long time, like family friends. And then I was like, why did we just go somewhere and not talk to each other? Like,
yeah.
We didn't do the dinner beforehand. It was just clunky.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best, but I'm not, if someone asked me to the movies for a first date, obviously you'd hope that there'd be more to it than that. But yeah, you'd go, oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, this wasn't directly in the survey, but I'm going to adjust it after something we just spoke about. What about like the R&B room of a nightclub?
Yeah, that's a great one. 10 out of 10.
Okay, great. An escape room for first date.
Forget about it. That is my worst nightmare. One, I'm so competitive, so it would ruin any chance that I have of a future with this person. Yeah. But secondly, I get very frustrated when I don't do things well, and escape rooms are hard.
All right.
Okay.
But how? I just don't know how you feel about that. What about a double date? For a first date.
I don't mind a double date. I mean, it's not ideal, but I think it's a great way to relieve the pressure of, you know, two people just getting to know each other.
Okay. What about going shopping? Like going about and doing some daily tasks? I like that. What? What?
That's you want to come with me to the grocery
store?
Yeah,
like, I just got to run around town. You know, I got to go to Paco, pick up a few things. I've got to do that. Do you want to just come and hang out?
I barely want to do those errands on my own, let alone dragging. I don't want to go do that with someone else. No.
What about like a gym class or a Pilates class or something like that?
Nah, because I think especially on first dates personally, like I want to present really well. So I don't want to be sweating and just not happy in that gym class.
What about over a video call?
No. No, 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 no. Awkward delays. All hideous. Right.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's the lag. going to his house. Say less. Use your eyebrows. Straight to the gate.
No, I think that sounds fine.
As a plus one to a wedding.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
That would be fun, I reckon. And this is, again, this rated the worst in the survey, meeting his family, date one.
No. That's you. That family drama, now, once again, I don't want to go and visit my own family, let alone you have to get to know another.
Can I, now I'm just seeing some patterns here. Can I just bring something up? Are you currently closed off and unavailable? Because it's pretty much no, unless he's coming. You go into his house straight away.
Boy sober.
All right. Yeah, it's so sober.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.